let's face it, unless you're a doctor or a nurse, or maybe you had a parent who was a registered nurse like myself, no one voluntarily wants to just spend their days in a hospital room, especially young children. But one Fairfield teen took her own experience of getting pretty frequent medical treatments, and it inspired her to create what has become one of her claims to fame, which is the Medi Teddy. So what is Medi Teddy, and how is it helping children battling illnesses feel more comfort when they have to use needles? We have Ella Cassano here, the creator of Medi Teddy. And Ella, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. We really appreciate it. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here, Ella. And correct me if I'm wrong. Are you now in college?
I'm going to be starting my first year of college this fall. Yes.
Congratulations. That is so exciting. Are you already there? Are we interrupted? Like, are we making you wake up before class right now?
No, not at all. Okay, I leave good. In 2 weeks.
Okay, great. All right. I don't feel so bad then. Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And I have to confess something to you, Ella. So when my producer sent this story to me, I had heard of Medi Teddy before. And I know you have done, I can't even imagine how many interviews. I'm pretty sure I interviewed you years ago when I was working at my station, my CBS station up in Vermont. Because this story was on the Today Show, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And your voice still sounds the same. I just had a moment where I don't know why it just clicked for me now, because I think we scheduled this, you know, easily a week or so ago. But I said to my producer, I was like, I'm going to lose it because I'm pretty sure I talked to Ella when she was, I think you were, had to have been 13 or 14. I don't know. But it, right? I mean, how old were you? I'm trying to think of when you were on the Today Show. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was probably 13 or 14, yeah, right around then.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'm so glad, that I tell you, the world, it just gets smaller and smaller. I'm so glad I'm reconnecting with you. And I, too, spent my childhood days, I grew up in Fairfield. So I'm so glad to have you on the show. First of all, share with people your story and how you came to the creation of Medi Teddy.
Yeah, so when I was 7, I was diagnosed with a chronic platelet disorder called ITP. And so I had to get around 6-hour IV infusions every 6 to 8 weeks. And the most intimidating part of that experience to me was the big bags of medicine that hang on the IV pole during your infusions. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just that thought that all that medicine is going inside of you that can be pretty scary, especially for young patients. And some of those patients would be getting bags of blood product or chemotherapy infused. And so when I was in 5th grade, I invented Medi Teddy for my school invention. And I just cut up a stuffed animal in my bedroom to make the first prototype. And then throughout middle school, I continued to expand upon it after I got lots of really good feedback from my teachers and nurses. And I made a patent, I got a patent, made a marketing video, business plan, things like that. And then we made a GoFundMe to place our minimum order. And we ended up quadrupling that goal, which is absolutely incredible. And since then, we've just been relying on donations and fundraisers to send Medi Teddies to pediatric infusion patients at no cost to them, because we never want the patients themselves to have to buy one.
It's incredible. And if no one has seen a picture of Medi Teddy, can you describe it for people, Ella? I know it's kind of tough over the phone, but do you mind sharing if people can't envision what exactly is Medi Teddy?
Yes, of course. So Medi Teddy is made of medical grade silicone. It's basically a teddy bear, and it covers the front of an IV bag. It hangs right in front of the bag of medication on the IV pole, and the back is completely open so that caretakers can still monitor the medication to the back. So this way the patients see the friendly bear instead of the bag of medication, while the caretakers can still easily monitor the medication.
So when you came up with this idea, Ella, had you still needed to get the treatments done? Like, did you feel it was effective seeing the bear instead of the bag just hanging there?
Yes, definitely. I've been having to get IV infusions up until a few years ago. And especially at my, like, when we were first creating the prototypes for MediTeddy, I would take them into my infusions and my nurses would kind of try them out, give me feedback. And then we went back and forth with our manufacturer a few times on a couple different prototypes until we found the perfect one. So my nurses were incredibly supportive.
This is so cool. I think it's such a, to me, such an easy sort of a concept. You took something that is naturally going to bring comfort to a child, which is like a teddy bear, right? I mean, we all love our stuffies. And you masked something very scary for kids with a teddy bear. It's brilliant. And you came up with the idea when you were in fifth grade. Unreal. I mean, what made you, I guess, even in think of that? Like, did anybody talk to you about it? Or did this just sort of pop up in your mind? I mean, where did you come up with this idea?
I mean, I was kind of brainstorming ideas for the school project that I had to do, but I had seen even parents getting nauseous at the sight of their patients' bags of blood product or who couldn't stay with their children during their infusions. And so the idea just kind of stemmed from my own experiences.
Wow. That's heartbreaking. But I can imagine it's painful. It's painful to watch your child go through it. And this sounds so ridiculous. First of all, congratulations that you're done getting consistent treatments. That's awesome. That's very awesome.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you. But I have a 6-year-old at home, and as you're talking about, you know, parents just struggling to watch what their kids have to go through. I mean, God, he got a finger prick earlier this summer just because it was his doctor's appointment. It's his yearly physical. And him watching them fill the vials to check for all the different blood tests or whatever, he and I just had to look at each other, but neither of us could look at what was going on. I mean, and you're talking about a finger prick. When you've got kids who are consistently having to get these treatments done, that is so hard on, like you said, the child, but certainly even for the parents, it becomes very hard to watch. And so this MediTeddy, do you have any idea how many hospitals are using MediTeddy at this point?
I don't have an exact count on hospitals, but there are over 15,000 of them being used by patients in the world in 30 countries in all 50 U.S. states.
What? That's unreal.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Is that crazy? Wait a minute. Like, take a sec. Hold on. How do you even process that? Like, I mean, think about it, Ella. Obviously, I mean, one person can make a huge difference. Clearly, you're making a worldwide difference. But do you ever sit here and go, wait a minute, little old me in Fairfield, Connecticut, I made this thing, and now it's in how many countries?
30.
30 countries. You are impacting children across the globe with an idea you came up with in fifth grade. Does that ever blow your mind?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I think for me, one of the most amazing parts is that we never want the patients themselves to have to buy them. And so pretty much every MediTeddy that we've sent out has been thanks to donations or fundraisers done by people who just want to help our mission.
That is so beautiful. And so we know when we were previewing your story, Ella, we have a very active audience here on WICC. People love this product. They were so excited to hear your story. Ella Cassano is here, and she is the creator of MediTeddy. She's originally from Fairfield, and she was going through these medical treatments, and she needed to have an IV, every 6 weeks for quite some time. And while you were going through this, Ella, you noticed that, man, this could be a whole lot less stressful, a whole lot less scary if I didn't have to stare at this huge bag of fluid that I know is going into my body. And so you came up with this creation of the MediTeddy. It is brilliant, and tens of thousands have been made. They have been distributed to 30 countries, so it's worldwide. And it's made national news headlines for quite some time, actually. We discovered at the top of this interview that I actually interviewed Ella when she was 13, when I was working at my television station up in Vermont, which is just, it's hilarious. Small world. So Ella is here. And when we told people you were coming on, Ella, our audience was very excited about it. So question for you. I know you have a website describing your story and everything. do you actively just take donations? And also, if there are people who are listening and they would like to have a Medi Teddy for themselves or for their children, is that a possibility? Like, can you buy it yourself?
Yes, we do take donations through our website. It's medi-teddy.org. And we have a 501c3 nonprofit, so all donations are tax deductible. We also can very easily send anyone a fundraising link if they want to do a fundraiser. They just have to email us at hello@medi-teddy.org, and we'll set everything up for them, and all they have to do is share the link. And if a patient does want a Medi Teddy, they can just email us at hello@medi-teddy.org, and we will try to connect with donors and send them one at no cost. Or if you're an extended relative or a friend that wants to buy one for a patient that you know, you can buy them off our website.
Okay, so I can buy one. I just think it's amazing. Like, I would want to have one just in general. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like as an aunt, as a mom, mm-hmm. as just somebody who's in my community. I mean, these things I would imagine hold up pretty well, right? I mean, there's not a lot of wear and tear. You can hang it up with the bag and you could take it down and take it with you, right?
Yes, exactly. They hold up very well.
So I kind of want to buy one. I mean, obviously, I'd like to donate, obviously, and we'll give that website again, medi-teddy.org, and we'll also put it with her podcast on WACC600.com. But I would just want to have one in case you're in a situation. Listen, you just never know, right? I mean, kids can end up in the hospital for any reason. And like I said, adults, too. I have a friend, Ella, who I'm thinking of right now, who she has to get IVs every month or so, and don't quote me on what she has, but I do know she has to get blood transfusions, and it's I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's like it's hell for her, and she's in her 40s, and I think to myself, man, just taking away even a snippet of that feeling of just sitting there watching the clock run, you're sitting there, you're stuck, you can't do anything, and just being able to look up and see like a little teddy bear, I think no matter what age you are, people would want that. I don't know if you agree.
I definitely agree with that. So, yeah, anyone can buy a Medi Teddy off of our website as well. Yeah, of course.
Okay, because I'm going to do that after the show. I just think he's so cute. And another thing, too, Ella, I know this has been obviously a venture for you for quite some time. You're now, what, 18?
I am, yes.
Wow. So this journey for you started, you know, when you were single digits, when you were in fifth grade. It's amazing. And now going to college, it's really a beautiful story. Do you ever think of expanding the line? Like, have you ever thought of doing different animals or, I don't know, like Disney characters? Now I'm just going down the rabbit hole, but I'm just curious. Have you ever thought to, like, create more characters, or you're like, nah, Medi Teddy is perfect the way it is?
We actually do have a polar bear Medi Teddy that's smaller. It's for piggyback medication. So if someone has a smaller IV bag next to their big one, but we don't have that. It's all patent protected. We have the first prototype, the model made and everything. We just need some sort of big donation or corporate sponsor, someone like that, to help us place our first order.
Wow. Okay. So you're still actively working on even expanding the nonprofit. That's really cool. So you have a prototype, but we need the funding.
Yes, exactly.
Have you been on Shark Tank? I'm just curious.
I'm not, no.
Huh. You've heard of Shark Tank though, right?
I have, yes. And okay. Many people have suggested it. We
I'm
just
sure.
haven't gone down that route.
Yeah, you're like, listen, I've heard it. I've been there, done that, Melissa. No, I'm just thinking to myself, like, to me, this is just such a no-brainer. It's such a no-brainer. I don't know. But listen, I'm just a radio host. I'm not like, I don't know anything about like investments and things like that. But to me, as a mom, you know, take away the radio thing, this to me just, it makes sense for any child. And you know, having a mom as a registered nurse as well, I know it's not always pleasant being in the hospital. That's where I used to have to see her if I wanted to see my mom when I was a kid, was at the hospital. It's scary. And, you know, especially if you're getting the treatments done, it's scary. So the Medi Teddy is just, it just continues to, you know, make news headlines, understandably so, and make so many children worldwide happy. It's such a brilliant idea. And Ella, I want to thank you for sharing your brilliant mind with us so many years ago. I don't know if you had any idea you'd make such an impact, but boy, you have and you will continue to do so. I'm sure of it. Please don't be a stranger. I would love to connect with you, you know, not when I'm at my next station. We should talk again soon. It'd be great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And good luck in your freshman year. It's so exciting.
Thank you. Yes.
You're very welcome. Exciting, exciting stuff. And Ella Cassano, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, the creator of Medi Teddy. If you want to learn more, we will link all of her websites or emails, everything you need, to our website, WICC600.com.